start of the new year not only means the end of college football, but the beginning of serious college basketball games. It's the start of conference play, when the contenders begin to separate themselves from the pretenders. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Season started with Connecticut ranked number one. The Huskies are still number one. What have you learned so far?
Well, that almost anybody could be number one. They're back. Connecticut is back at number one after three other teams have held the spot since they lost an early game to Georgia Tech. And the season, we've seen a lot of real good surprises so far, Bob. Stanford, which almost no one had in the top 15, is undefeated and went in and won at Arizona Saturday. That's an event. Arizona losing at home occurs about as often as we land probes on Mars. Wake Forest is undefeated, already has a win at North Carolina. Pittsburgh, which lost three starters and its coach Ben Howland to UCLA, is 17-0 after beating Notre Dame last night. So you mix them in with the usual big names that are in the top 10, and it's quite an interesting mix right now.
The top 10 has the usual suspects, with one exception.
The exception being St. Joseph's, the tiny Jesuit school in Philadelphia, which has a great basketball tradition going back to Jack Ramsey when he coached there in the 50s and 60s and took St. Joe's to the Final Four in 1961. But it's been a long time since they were a serious national contender. Bob, they've got a little tiny guard named Jameer Nelson, who, if he stands up really straight, might be 5'10". Overlooked by all the national recruiters when he was in high school, Phil Martelli, the St. Joe's coach, said that when he was watching him play summer league games, he'd look around for all the big-time coaches and no one was there. And he could be the national player of the year, and he is a wonderful little player. He's got a great running mate in the backcourt named Delonte West, and together they can make St. Joseph's competitive with anybody.
Anyone who started out looking like a contender who now appears to be a pretender?
Well, you have these teams that play weak schedules early. Georgetown was undefeated going into conference play, and now they've already lost two games to Big East teams near the bottom of their conference. Vanderbilt was undefeated until it played Kentucky on Saturday at home and was beaten soundly. You've got a team like Mississippi State that's still undefeated, but we still don't know about them. So now is the time in January when we start to find out about a lot of these teams that play a bunch of home games in December against teams ranked about 250th.
And is there an ACC revival?
I believe there is. You've got four teams in the ACC ranked in the top 25. Duke and Wake Forest are ranked 2 and 3 right now. And the league is deeper probably than any year since 1997. I believe they could get 7 NCAA bids out of the 9 teams. And this is as good as the ACC has been in a long time because it finally has some experience. It didn't lose as many players last year to the pros, underclassmen, as it had in the recent past. The reversal of that is the Big Ten, where maybe Wisconsin is the only team worth paying serious attention to nationally right now.
And I didn't think the Connecticut women would lose a game, and then they ran into Duke.
Neither did their coach Gino Auriemma. He didn't take it very well when his team blew an 18-point lead in the last 4.5 minutes. At home, they'd won 69 straight home games. But Connecticut still has to be the favorite to win the whole thing, Bob. There's maybe a half dozen teams that can challenge for the national title on the women's side. Connecticut, Tennessee, Duke, Texas, Texas Tech, Minnesota. But Connecticut's the favorite still.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose most recent book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black.